It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
B, when you were playing,
yeah,
they still had the doubtful designation then? The league has since, or no, probable.
I can't tell you, Jay. I never was on a damn injury report.
They've gotten rid of probable.
I was scared to be on injury reports.
What does week to week mean to you?
Week to week? Like I said, it comes down to the pain threshold of the player, if he can or not. You know, sometimes you have those injuries where you have a lot of pain, and it subsides quick. Sometimes it doesn't. You know, and the pain threshold doesn't mean a person can't handle it. It just means the thing is taking its time to get out of there. You know what I mean? So ultimately, week to week means this dude could definitely play this week. He may not. Because next, if he don't play this week, then next week it comes down to the pain thing again. Normally when they're going to tell you he's out a certain amount of time already, they know something is wrong if something happened. When it's week to week, it's all about pain threshold, bruising, and things of that nature.
Could there be some sort of like, because they're treating this thing every day, right?
Yeah.
The kid is getting treatment.
I'm telling
probably
cryotherapy.
Multiple times a day.
It'll help. Cryotherapy.
I bet they're doing it. I bet they're doing heat. What? Rest, ice, compression, elevate.
But if it could be done, they probably doing
yeah,
it.
They are heating it, cooling it. I do wonder if there's some level of like, all right, for the medical side, if there's a baseline of, all right, we need this inflammation to decrease by X percent,
mm-hmm.
or we need the tenderness to reduce, whatever it is. But I do think week to week is interesting because I think it does mean good news for this week. But I also think it means this could be a lingering issue, right? Like when you hear about, because ultimately this becomes, we presume, they're not providing us much context here, not to say soft tissue in that it's a hammy or a calf or something, but you're talking about where your body is just beat up. Like a whether it's strained or it's bruised, there's something that just freaking hurts.
Yep.
And when something just hurts like that, pain threshold is how you get through Sundays, and they have ways to make it feel okay on Sunday.
Yeah.
But then the following week, if you get through it on a Sunday, you can re-aggravate or make
something
it worse.
That you're going to have to be dealing with for a little bit.
Yeah.
You know, because like I the plantar fasciitis, that was a week-to-week thing.
Turf toe is usually a week-to-week
thing. You play one game, you may have to have a hard cut, hit your heel or, you know, whatever, and it may come back, may flare up and fire up again. Or you may go through the game and don't have anything that affected. Next week, you don't feel anything at all. They stop putting that on the thing. They stop saying you're week to week because you don't feel anything. But if it comes back, bam, it's week to week again. You know, so I just think that this thing comes down to, can you go through? Yes, it's going to be a little sore, some pain. But if you can go through your routine and your progressions and the things you have to do full speed where the pain is not ailing you and hurting you, you go. If you go through it and it affects what you have to do, you don't go. Like when you say you went to do this and the hand didn't come, I wouldn't want a person out there that arm doesn't do what he wanted to
but
do.
But White Mike was saying that after Mariota threw one of the touchdowns, he threw both hands up for the touchdown.
Yeah.
So some of it can be, I also think some of these things are a mental thing. When he is on the sideline with a trainer or at least an assistant is standing next to him, reminding him to chill out and don't do this and don't do that, he's going to be cognizant of that, right? But if he gets to a level where they're letting him back on the field, he's doing whatever.
Yeah, he got to be able to do it.
You can't put him out there where, if he's physically limited past a point or if he's going to be thinking about the injury.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean, hey, Jaden, this week, let's just get out of bounds when you run. No need to take an unnecessary shot because you know these guys to the fan video Jeff's talking about. Like, the Bears are going to be aware of this, too.
Yeah, and you hear me say it all the time. When somebody's on the field and they got something, you want to see if they're supposed to be out there. But if you don't get a clean shot on a guy, a quarterback standing up, it's going to be hard for you to just go seek out his rib.
Right, if he's running, you're just trying to tackle.
Yeah.
That doesn't, things happen. There could be a little nudge here and there as you're going down or once you're on the ground. All of that's possible. I think, though, what is really important is I think you have a staff in place that absolutely will not push if they shouldn't. You agree with that part of it?
I agree.
I also think you have a player that doesn't care about losing his job to the backup, about not being in the spotlight for a week. Like, Jaden is a dog competitor. He wants to be out there to win the game.
Totally.
But all the ancillary nonsense, and I'd love to use a different word there, all the ancillary Instagram, clout, commercial, all of that stuff, I don't think this kid really has it. That doesn't mean there aren't maybe people in the camp, his agent, his publicist, that care about that stuff. I don't think Jaden cares.
And he shouldn't.
Dude, if Jaden cared, you know what we haven't seen Jaden do, best I can tell, ever?
What's that?
An Instagram live. Like, have we seen?
I don't know.
About a week ago. And it was only because he's in those Nissan Heisman commercials and a new one came out.
He probably had to do it as part of his deal.
You know what I bet? I bet Jaden didn't do it. I bet his publicist or his buddy.
But still, he understands we do these deals here. A part of it, you got to post some stuff sometimes. That's a job.
The last one that to me looks like Jaden actually did himself was on September 22nd, a month ago, where he said, "Boy, Malik Nabers, you acted different." And he added Malik Nabers.
Mm-hmm.
Because those two are close friends, and this was when Malik Nabers was just killing teams.
Yep.
Like, this dude doesn't seem to care about the stuff. And you know how refreshing that is? Some of the quarterbacks we've seen.
Mm-hmm.
Howell didn't care about the stuff, which was cool. But Howell wasn't the player that Jaden is.
True.
This is just a different universe, man. I mean this seriously. Here's how you know Jaden doesn't care. He's one of, I would argue, be the most recognizable stars in the NFL through seven games.
Yeah.
I mean, dude is on a rocket ship of excitement and hype and fame, right?
Yep.
You and I both have more Twitter followers than he does. If he gave the slightest rip about that, he'd have 2 million.
Well, you know what? I don't care about the Twitter follow thing either.
I know. I'm just saying.
I don't care about that crap.
B, the last time they had a quarterback winning rookie of the weeks, that dude cared about the stuff.
Yeah.
Very much so. And it impacted everything. This young man does not. And that's a very, very positive development.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.